something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 13, I want to read something to you. Verse 8, a very important verse of the Bible. Hey. He says the ransom of a man's life are his riches. But the poor heareth not rebuke. Hey? He says the poor, no matter how you rebuke him and try to correct him, he doesn't hear. That's the reason he continues to be poor. He says the ransom of a man's life are his riches. Do you know the meaning of that? Let me tell you, what is the meaning of ransom? He means price of life. Here is a man, sick and dying. He thinks that when he spends enough money in the hospitals, he'll be all right. No. He may not be all right. He may not be all right. There's no promise in that. But there is a promise with God. What is God saying? He says the ransom of a man's life. If it has been written that you are to die on such and such a day, you can ransom your life. What with your riches? You deliver before God, your offering, your riches, he will give you life. He says, but the poor heareth not rebuke. So what will happen? You'll die in his poverty. So that thing that God has blessed you with, he is telling you that it is not only for you to enjoy, it is for your giving that you may ransom your life. That is how you deliver yourself from the enemy that's out against you. You don't know what is waiting for you somewhere. But in the house of God, here you are. You have taken that thing. You have given an offering, a seed offering, a thanksgiving offering. Whatever it is, you have delivered to God. A seed of faith you have given to God. And then something happens wherever they were calling your name for trouble. You have ransomed your life. It is the ransom of a man's life are his riches. So when God is telling you, give me 5 million, say, hey! The question is, you and 5 million, which is greater? Decide. If you die, what will happen to the 5 million? You will not be there to see to it that it is given to those you said it should be given. You will not be there to supervise it. The ransom of a man's life. Look at it. You've seen it, haven't you? Are his riches. But the poor hear it not rebuke. Here is a young man. The first thing he thinks he needs in life is to secure a land. He buys a plot of land somewhere. How old are you? 35. You see, you think that is not the first thing. The first thing is to secure your life in God. There is a giving you do for the future. How do you do it? I want to show you how. Here is something that you require that is supposed to help you in days to come. Instead of first keeping it for your human financial security, that becomes first your seed to God. And God knows the importance of that thing to you. Because it was supposed to be a security for the future. And you have delivered it to Him. He becomes your security for the future. Plus that, He begins to reward you with a harvest on your giving. But no, the poor hear it not rebuke. We just read it. Who is a poor man? A poor man is not someone who doesn't have a house. It's not someone who doesn't have great things. He's a man that cannot help himself. I saw a man come in a limousine to the airport. Chauffeur-driven limousine. The driver was well-dressed. And quickly, they opened the door for him. But he could not walk. And that's how they brought him out, supporting him on either side as he stumbled from one side to the other. What kind of riches do you enjoy in that situation? That is a poor man. Why? Because all his money is being enjoyed by the bankers. But he doesn't know. Where he sits is where he will be from sun up to sundown. And all the things he has bought, he has only given money to the producers, to the manufacturers. But he does not know. Great foolishness. The Bible says, I see something worse than vanity. He said, it's the man whom God has given riches without life to enjoy it. Don't let your life be that way. Are you still here? Tell somebody, don't let your life be that way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your riches are your own ransom. Ransom your life. Ransom your children's life. Instead of living in fear, every time fear strikes, take an offering. Take an offering, weep over it in the name of Jesus and deliver it to God. Fear will go. Faith will come. Why? You have ransomed your life. You have ransomed your life. And the Bible says, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous. Let me tell you the meaning of that scripture. It says, the wicked shall be a ransom for the righteous. Which means, if, according to the word of God, if on a particular day, 2,000 people were to die, because, you know, God knows everything. He knows the number of people that will die on a particular day. He's all knowing. If on that day, 2,000 people were to die, and you have been numbered with them, He says, the wicked shall be a ransom. If you have taken those steps of faith, hey, they will miss you. Kaya babaya. That's when you hear things like, I was in a ghastly motor accident. There were 6 of us in the car. All 5 died. And he escaped. Why? Someone else died in his place. To make up the number. Keep protecting your gold. But that is the ransom for your life, and it's still in your hand. But it will not work as long as it's in your hand. Life can be greater than what you are setting yourself up for. Use the word of God to program yourself for a greater glory. Can you say amen, somebody? Amen. Prepare yourself for a greater glory. I want you to begin to speak in other tongues. Right now, listen, as I'm sharing this with you, I perceive that the Spirit of God is using this message to save someone today. I perceive that God is doing something in somebody's life. And I'm asking you, take a seed. And be wise. This is not your general offering. This is a special seed. and ransom your life. Oh, Rasakata Mayedebosoto Komoshete. Bontabayala Basata Kaya. Sobra la Mashinde de Bogobosanda. Sande de Boshata Kamaye. Leko Shata Mateke Bosoto Boshete.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Port Harcourt Zone 3, Jersey and Jenny Street off Peter Adili Road behind Domino's Port Harcourt. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., Wednesdays lunch hour service 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call plus 234-812-851-9834. Or send mail to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.